I will never forget the day we beheld at last this beautiful level of Kentucky. We felt we had indeed reached the promised land. It was a new Garden of Eden. Why, anywhither as far as a man's eye could stretch was this vast.
I think when the Lord made the world, he first thought, let's build Pine Mountain and then build the rest of the world around it. It goes back way back.
Great-great-great-grandfather came over the gap after the Revolutionary War and built a house that flat.
My name is Joseph Scopa. I was born in Italy, 1919. And I come to this country in 1938. And I started working the mine when I was 19 years old.
And, yes, and trouble rise.
Cut stone about a mile up the road to build these buildings.
Out of the mountains.
Yeah,
they
out of the mountains.
Cut those stones out of the mountain, hewed them out of the mountains. That's what, you know, you heard about hewed out of the mountain. That's what those stones are.
Welcome, traveler, to the First Frontier History Driving Tour. I'm your tour guide. These rugged Cumberland Mountains were America's first frontier. After the Revolutionary War, many pioneer families made the hard trip through Cumberland Gap. They traveled the Wilderness Road, first by foot and later by wagon. They were looking for a better life, and they saw it in the Great Meadows, a vast land of cane and bluegrass, Cane Tuck, as the pioneers called it. Over the next 220 miles, I'll guide you through the same places and over the same roads these pioneers traveled. I'll introduce you to tour guides, museum curators, park rangers, old-time musicians, artists, and just good people from the mountains.
Hi, my name is Navigator. I give driving instructions. The goal of the tour is to stamp your passport at each pit stop. You may keep the passport as a souvenir, but please return the audio CDs, cassettes, and guidebook to any pit stop. Mileage and driving time are labeled for the tour starting at Cumberland Gap. You may start and stop the tour at any pit stop. For road conditions and regional events, dial 511 on your cell phone. For more detailed information, call your tourism host listed on the passport. When you hear this, pause audio now. That's your cue to pause the audio. After you restart, you should hear.
Thanks, Navigator. Now let's begin the tour. If you're at the Cumberland Gap National Historical Park, then keep this audio playing. If you're starting at a different pit stop, please skip the audio to where the tour starts.